This recording, England 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
I grew up in Rushden in Northamptonshire, which is in England, and here's a story about the rainbow. When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light in many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle, without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it were a token that there'd be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it were a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflection of the sun's rays by the rain. Since then, physicists have found that it weren't reflection, but refraction from the rain by the raindrops which causes the rainbows. Many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the drops, and the width of the coloured band increases as the size of the drops increases. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superimposition of a number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow with an abnormally wide yellow band, since red and green light, when mixed, form yellow. This is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow, with little or no green or blue. I grew up in Rushden in Northamptonshire in England. It's a small town, about 70 miles northeast of London, where the traditional industry was the making of boots and shoes, but that all fizzled out in the 1970s and 1980s because of the cheap imports of shoes from the continent, which did the local industry in. I grew up in a house, number 10 Church Street, which was built in about 1860, out of wood, which was said to come from a windmill that stood in the town, which was mentioned in the survey of Rushden done in 1086 for the Domesday Book of William the Conqueror.